volta més amb una nova edició del nostre espai. Salutacions ben cordials a càrrec de Rafel Corbí. Comença aquest espai, el vostre espai, el que nosaltres anomenem Country a Ràdio Estel. Un plaer d'acompanyar-vos i compartir bona música i bons ritmes. Què tal si ho fem ara mateix escoltant les peces que ens arriben amb la segona part d'un programa que vàrem estrenar amb una edició anterior, l'edició 1769 del Club del Country. Avui aquí a Ràdio Estel, a Country a Ràdio Estel, amb el nostre programa ja número 342, continuem aquesta tasca que vàrem fer amb els àlbums que celebren els seus 50 anys. 50 anys de l'edició de discos que havíem escoltat en l'anterior programa, fabulosos ells, com per exemple el Coat of Many Colors de Dolly Parton, Cedar Town, Georgia de Waylon Jennings, Better Rose Star Brothers, Always Remember de Bill Anderson, I Wanna Be Free de Loretta Lynn, amb Tom T. Hall i el In Search of a Song, i acabant també amb el Men in Black de Johnny Cash. Àlbums diferents. Avui escoltarem el How Can I Unlove You, com puc deixar d'estimar-te, un disc publicat per Lynn Anderson, també un dels més destacats del 1971. Si voleu escoltar la primera part d'aquest especial, visiteu www.clubdelcountry.com i podeu escoltar el nostre programa. La cantant nascuda a Grand Forks, a Dakota del Nord, el 1947, la Lynn Anderson, amb aquesta cançó, aquest número durant 3 setmanes, l'any 1971, How Can I Love You, una cançó escrita per Joe South, qui també va escriure, recordem, el seu gran èxit, per la qual és recordada el I Never Promised You a Rose Garden, i que també va obtenir un Grammy l'any 1970 per cançó de l'any amb la cançó Games People Play. Joe South, un increïble cantant i compositor, i també guitarrista i productor musical. La Lynn Anderson va editar aquest disc, que també eren diverses cançons, com explicàvem en el nostre anterior programa, diverses cançons que varen conformar un àlbum. I dins d'aquestes cançons s'hi trobaven també peces llegendàries. L'escoltem de fons. Era el tema Take Me Home Country Roads de John Denver, també, i era el Easy Loving de Freddie Hart, i també un remake d'un tema de la seva mare, Liz Anderson, un èxit a menor, el 1970, All Day Soccer. D'aquest àlbum recordem Take Me Home, Country Roads amb Lynn Anderson.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like a breeze. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country road, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear his voice in the morning as he calls me. Radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country road.
Dolly Parton va ser molt present aquest 1971 en diversos àlbums que ens aportava la seva música, ho dèiem, ho recordàvem, amb el seu cèlebre Coach of Many Colors, que va triomfar amb RCA Records en aquell any i del qual havíem escoltat en l'anterior àlbum dues cançons, però també ho va ser-ho amb l'àlbum anomenat Yeshua, un dels millors àlbums segons la revista Cashbox, editat el 1971 i un dels millors de tota la història. Esclar, fins aleshores, Dolly Parton amb Yeshua i l'únic senzill que en va sortir. Aquest va ser el seu primer número 1 a les llistes de música country, la cançó anomenada Yeshua.
Well, a good ways down the railroad track, there was this little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land, but I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair, you might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, 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 no." We talked till the sun was clean out of sight, and we still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we
we had to say. I'd spent my life in an orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, yeah, when he asked if I'd stay. Well, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're late.
Joshua amb Dolly Parton, el seu primer número 1 i una cançó nominada per un Grammy. L'àlbum va arribar al número 16 al Billboard Top Country Albums d'aleshores, el número 198 del Billboard 200, i realitzat el 12 d'abril del 71 per RCA Victor amb aquesta cançó que havia estat llançada al mercat discogràfic a final del 1970, produït per Bob Ferguson. D'aquest disc també escoltarem una segona cançó, una altra de les peces compostes per la mateixa Dolly Parton, Walls of My Mind.
Engraved in my mind there are pictures, memories of a love I knew one time. So often in my thoughts I stand looking at the memories hanging on the wall of my mind. I see a memory of raindrops falling in the park on the day we met, walking with each other through the rain, laughing, talking, as we both got soaking wet. The memory made that day I could never put away. That's the day he told me he'd be mine. And that's just one of the memories he left hanging on the wall of my mind. And I have a memory of springtime, cherry blossoms and birds singing all the while, and the secret place we'd hide and lay together side by side, and the love that shines so brightly in his eyes. Springtime, I recall, was the sweetest time of all. That's the season our hearts became entwined. And that's just one of the memories he left hanging on the wall of my mind. Through the spring and summer he loved me, then his love died with autumn leaves. His love was the wild and restless kind. When he left with me so many memories. He left them hanging on the wall of my mind.
Dolly Parton encara li podien trobar en dos àlbums més. Amb aquest 1971, els dos compartint protagonisme amb Porter Wagoner, que de fet va tenir més èxits amb Porter Wayne and Dolly Rebecca, i també amb l'àlbum Two of a Kind, tots dos d'aquest 1971. Possiblement, si ens dona temps, també escoltarem alguna de les cançons que en formava part. Ara mateix marxem cap a l'àlbum editat per Columbia amb Barbara Mandrell al capdavant, anomenat Treat Him Right, un àlbum també excepcional que, contràriament al que era usual en aquell temps, va llançar fins a 4 singles al mercat discogràfic. El primer d'ells, I've Been Loving You Too Long to Stop Now, una cançó que es va publicar el 28 de juliol del 1969. Per tant, imagineu-vos el que va passar entre que aquest àlbum va sortir al mercat discogràfic, gràfic, que va ser el 4 d'octubre del 71, dos anys després d'editar el senzill, es va publicar l'àlbum. Escoltem, doncs, aquesta cançó que ens aporta la Barbara Mandrell des d'aquest disc, que és el I've Been Loving You Too Long to Stop It Now.
I've been loving you too long to stop now.
been loving you too long. I don't wanna start now. With you, my life has been so wonderful. I can't stop now. You are tall, and your love is growing cold. My love is growing stronger as our affair grows old. I've been loving you too long.
Un àlbum amb un toc de country soul important. De fet, en les dues cançons més famoses d'aquest disc han estat dues cançons, una d'Otis Redding, aquesta I've Been Loving You Too Long To Stop Now, i l'altra d'Aretha Franklin, la Do Right Woman, Do Right Man. De fet, s'explica una mica aquests dos anys d'impàs, perquè aquest tema que acabem d'escoltar va ser el primer senzill que va llançar al mercat la Barbara Mandrew. La primera que va entrar a les llistes va ser un número 55, un èxit menor. El tema Playing Around With Love va ser un número 18. El duet amb David Houston va ser el primer top 10 que va tenir, l'After Closing Time, el número 6. I aquest Do Right Woman, Do Right Man, compost per Chips Moman i Dan Penn, i que va interpretar, com hem dit, Aretha Franklin, en el seu moment va ser un número 17, però va començar a posar en el mercat en discogràfic a la Barbara Mandrew.
If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. Take me to heart, and I'll always love you. And nobody can make me do wrong. Take me for granted, leaving love unshown. Makes willpower weak and temptation strong. A woman's only human, this you should understand. She's not just a plaything, she's flesh and blood just like a man. If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. They say it's a man's world, but you can't prove that by me. As long as we're together, baby, show some respect for me. If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a do right, home nights man. If you wanna do right, home days woman, you gotta be a
Doncs en el programa d'avui escoltarem per primera vegada la veu masculina, ara mateix amb el gran protagonisme que ens aporta un dels més grans després de Barbara Mandrew, un disc que també va ser dels millors del 1971 i que celebra el seu 50è aniversari amb aquest segon especial que li dediquem. És l'àlbum A Tribute to the Best Downfield Player in the World, or My Salute to Bob Wills, un homenatge de Mel Haggard amb els Strangers, realitzat De fet, el 1970, tot i que podem parlar de disc del 1971, amb les cançons de Bob Wills. Cançons realment gairebé totes elles fantàstiques, amb peces que, sens dubte, valen la pena d'escoltar-les una vegada i una altra, com, per exemple, aquell increïble San Antonio Rose, que ara mateix també recordarem amb el nostre programa.
Within my heart lies a melody, the song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with the memory beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. A moonlit path that only she would know. Still hears my broken song of love. Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart. Call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own old broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
M'encanta la música de Mel Haggard i m'encanta la de Bob Wills, per tant, quan en dues s'uneixen, això és realment fantàstic. Hi havia comentaris en el seu moment de que Bob Wills, de que Mel Haggard havia retornat a la música de la seva infantesa amb el seu ídol Bob Wills per distanciar-se de cançons amb un comentari social força carregat i també políticament, com a Lucky from Muskogee o el The Fighting Sign of Me. Però, de fet, aquestes cançons ja havien estat enregistrades abans. Va juntar alguns dels membres, sis, crec recordar, que encara estaven vius dels Texas Playboys per enregistrar aquest tribut. Johnny Lee Wills, Eldon Shamblin, Tinnie Moore, Joe Holly, Johnny Gimble i Alex Brashear i els Strangers també al seu costat. Aquest disc, que no va tenir cap senzill, contenia cançons com aquesta que acabem d'escoltar, el Take Me Back to Charles, el Corina Corina, el Rolly Polly, aquest San Antonio Rose de Bob Wills, o també l'Stay a Little Longer, del seu sempre fidel Duncan, que era un extraordinari cantant a l'orquestra de Bob Wills, o el tema anomenat Brown Skin Girl, també de Bob Wills, que obria aquest disc i que l'escoltem en versió corteta, corteta.
About the time the late and great Jimmy Rogers' career came to an end, another young fellow by the name of Bob Wills was making preparations unknowingly to become a legend in his own time. And somewhere around about 1934, he formed a group called the Texas Playboys. And with the help of some of these original musicians, on this album, we're going to try to turn back the pages of time and recapture some of the great sounds of the legendary Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Com aquest, Right or Wrong.
Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming
till I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, still I pray that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming, still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you, still I pray that you'd be true. Oh Lord, in your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Genial la seva interpretació, la seva companyia, és Mel Haggard versionant la música de Bob Wills amb aquest àlbum que estem repassant en el dia d'avui, els millors àlbums del 1971, aquests àlbums que celebren els seus 50 anys d'història. A la Loretta Lynn l'hem escoltat també amb el nostre programa, amb aquest especial, amb I Wanna Be Free, el seu àlbum en solitari. Bé, va publicar també un àlbum magnífic, We Only Make Believe, el disc que va editar en Conway Twitty, dues de les veus més extraordinàries que s'han trobat en el món de la música, sobretot la primera part de la dècada dels 70. La Loretta Lynn ja és una altra història. Realitzat l'1 de febrer de 1971 per Decca Records, en la producció de Owen Bradley, un dels més grans productors de tots els temps, va tenir només un senzill, una cançó anomenada After the Fire is Gone, que va estar dues setmanes al número 1 de les llistes de música country. Així, nosaltres podem escoltar la música de Douglas, de les veus més precioses que hi ha hagut en el món de la història de la música country.
Love is where you find it
when you find no love at home, and there's nothing colder than this after the fire is gone.
The bottle is almost empty, the clock just now struck 10. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing cold.
Love is where
After the Fire is Gone, número 1, Conway Twitty i Loretta Lynn, des d'aquest àlbum que es deia It's Only Make Believe, una de les extraordinàries cançons de la història de la música, que l'escoltem interpretada per tots dos també des d'aquest àlbum.
Everywhere they think we really care,
but myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe.
My one and only prayer is that someday you care. My hopes, my dream come true, my one and only you.
No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer would be someday you care for me, but it only make believe.
My hopes and my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything.
My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul.
My only prayer will be someday you care for me, but it's only me. Someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you.
No one will ever know how much I love you so.
My prayers, my hopes, my schemes, you are my every dream, but it's only me.
Aquesta era la música d'aquest àlbum en doble, el que va portar-nos el primer de les col·laboracions que Conway Twitty i Loretta Lynn varen realitzar al llarg de la història i que va ser, crec, el primer de 10 que varen realitzar. El primer tema que acabem d'escoltar, aquest primer tema de l'àlbum, el segon que escoltem, és una versió de l'èxit en solitari del mateix Conway Twitty, It's Only Make Believe, que Conway Twitty va coescriure amb Jack Nance. La Loretta Lynn va escriure dos temes de l'àlbum, Don't Tell Me You're Sorry i We Close Our Eyes to Shame. Són peces que anem escoltant. Seguim amb música, seguim amb bones vibracions a través del nostre espai. When You're Hot, You're Hot. 1971, qui ens cantava això era Jerry Rich.
Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll one in.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin, said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down in City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. The court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my
double his fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you hot, you hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you hot, you hot. When you not, you not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you hot, you hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, Judge, over the old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out back at his courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly?
Una cançó que va estar 5 setmanes al número 1 dels grans crossovers de la història del country. A més, va guanyar també el Grammy aquell any com a millor country male vocal, millor interpretació d'un vocalista masculí. When you're hot, el 8 de maig del 1971, debutava a les llistes aquesta cançó que acabeu d'escoltar. Una altra de les peces d'aquest àlbum que podríem escoltar de Jerry Reed, també recordem-lo en el dia d'avui, és la peça You've Been Crying Again. De fet, també aquesta cançó va ser la cara B del single que acabem d'escoltar.
You've been crying again. You've been crying again. That old flame hasn't died. It's still signed where it's always been. Will there always be his old memory to keep haunting me? For I see you've been crying again. Won't you ever forget? Won't you ever set his memory free and fall in love with me? Yesterday's gone, but you keep hanging on. Yes, it seems he's all that's in your dreams. You've been crying again, crying again. Will yesterday haunt your life this way? Will it never end? Did you love him so that you just can't let go? Well, it must be so, for I know you've been crying again. You've been crying again, crying.
Un Jerry Reed també famós en les seves col·laboracions que ens aportava amb Cher Atkins amb el seu moment. Va morir l'any 2008. Cantant, compositor, guitarrista i actor, conegut com el The Guitar Man, així era el seu nom que ens acompanyava. Jerry Reed ens ha acompanyat i qui ho farà ara serà Willie Nelson. També tindrem el plaer d'escoltar un parell de cançons del seu àlbum Yesterday's Wine, el 13è àlbum d'estudi. És un àlbum conceptual de Willie Nelson, aquest tema que ens aportava per RCA Victor, un Willie Nelson que havia estat enregistrant per ells però sense tenir gaires èxits. Els seus temes habitualment només estaven a meitat de la llista, com a molt. És un personatge. Es va divorciar de Shirley Cole, la seva dona, havia estat destruït el seu ranxo de Tennessee per un foc i bé, va començar a fer coses noves després de traslladar-se cap a Bandera a Texas. És un dels primers àlbums conceptuals, el que dèiem amb la primera part del nostre programa del Club del Country dedicat a aquest 1971. I Yesterday's Wine és la història d'un home imperfecte des del moment que és nascut, que va néixer, fins al moment de la seva mort. Van realitzar-se dos senzills, Yesterday's Wine, el primer que escoltarem, i després Me and Paul.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy meeting you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Sit down, let me buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here.
This is a hangout of mine. We come here quite often and listen to music, partaking of yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, I'm yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. You give the appearance of one widely traveled. I'll bet you've seen things in your time. So sit down beside me and tell me your story. If you think you'll like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, we're yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine, well, yesterday's wine. Aging with time, like yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Well, yesterday's wine. We're aging with time, like yesterday's wine.
Aquest Yesterday's Wine ens acompanyava i també ho feia l'altre senzill que us comentava amb mi, en Paul, que precisament és un tema que va sortir amb aquest any, amb aquest 1971, però que després va tornar a sortir amb una nova versió també com a single l'any 1985. Willie Nelson.
It's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. But if you're staying in a motel there and leave, just don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we look suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. Guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Blackett Show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show's long and we're just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. Well, we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. But I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. After taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I guess Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul.
Fabulós, Willie Nelson i aquesta cançó anomenada Me and Paul en Yesterday Wines. D'aquesta manera recordàvem aquest disc del 1971, del qual gairebé hem arribat fins al final dels millors àlbums, els top, perquè n'hi ha moltíssims més, òbviament, realitzats. Anem a recordar alguns per sobre. Bill Anderson va editar el seu quart treball discogràfic de grans èxits, aquell 1971. Es deia Bill Anderson, Greatest Hits, volum segon. I ens aportava una cosa que no era normal en aquell moment. Va ser una cançó nova que, a més es convertiria en un gran èxit. És aquesta cançó anomenada Quits, d'un àlbum que també va ser un èxit impactant, aquell 1971.
We couldn't call it love, 'cause it really wasn't love anymore. Yet we couldn't call it hate, 'cause there's no way to hate someone you've loved so much before. We couldn't call it living, 'cause it wasn't still alive. We couldn't call it dead, 'cause it refused to die. We ran out of anything to call it, so we called it quits. Quits, quits, we called it quits. It sounds like the easy way out, but oh, when it hits. The longer you live with someone you can't live with, the harder it gets. We called it magic, then we called it tragic. Finally, we called it quits. It's always been harder to fall out of love than fall in. I don't know where I'm going, but I doubt if I'll ever forget where I've been. We couldn't call it happy, though it was for a while. We couldn't call it sad, 'cause it taught us both to smile. For lack of a better word to call it, we called it quits. Quits, quits, we called it quits. It sounds like the easy way out, but oh, when it hits. The longer you live with someone you can't live with, the harder it gets. We called it lovely, then we called it lonely. Finally, we called it quits. We called it magic, then we called it tragic. Finally, we called it quits.
Quits, amb la música de Bill Anderson. Un altre àlbum de grans èxits és el de Johnny Cash, que també va publicar el segon volum dels seus grans èxits, juntament amb cançons de les primeres que va editar per Sun Records, Kay Porter, Folsom Prison Blues, amb altres més recents, com A Boy Named Sue, o, per exemple, el tema de Kris Kristofferson, Sunday Morning Coming Down. També un dels temes que havia realitzat dels temps de Sun Records, Big River, va ser el que va realitzar la seva discogràfica com a senzill d'aquest àlbum. És el tema, per exemple, precisament que també escoltarem amb el programa del dia d'avui, amb la música, el nostre programa de Johnny Cash.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Then you took me to St. Louis later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, 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 and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Doncs estarem a punt d'acabar, veritat, perquè ja sobrepassem gairebé el nostre temps, amb una darrera cançó. Com dèiem, hi havia dos àlbums de Porter Wagoner i Dolly Parton, també com els grans àlbums d'aquest 1971, àlbums que hem fet aquest especial, aquest i l'anterior del Club del Country, perquè fa 50 anys de la publicació d'aquests àlbums i nosaltres doncs volíem repassar-los. Escoltem una sola cançó de l'àlbum Porter Wayne and Dolly Rebecca, així es deia aquest àlbum, la quarta col·laboració que feien d'estudi Porter Wagoner i Dolly Parton, realitzat el 9 de març de 1970 sota la producció de Bob Ferguson. Dos senzills van sortir, Just Someone I Used to Know, una cançó que crec recordar que va arribar al número 5 a les llistes de música country de l'any 71. Es va realitzar l'any 69, del 1970, perdó, i ja dins aquell any Tomorrow Is Forever, una cançó que va arribar al número 9. Precisament és aquesta la qual ens acomiadem amb el programa d'avui. Dolly Parton, Porter Wagoner, Tomorrow Is Forever, salutacions de Rafael Corbí, 50 anys de música resumides amb el programa del dia d'avui. Fins la propera, adéu-siau.
Take my hand and run with me out of the past called yesterday, and walk with me into the future of tomorrow. Yesterday must be forgot. No looking back, no matter what, there's nothing there but memories that bring sorrow. Yesterday is gone, gone, but tomorrow is forever. Memories find their way back. Tomorrow's waiting. Let's journey there together. Yeah.
care not for yesterday. I love you as you are today.
Yesterday just helped to pass the time while waiting.
We must forget the passing time.
My love for you is the real kind.
The kind that won't hurt you. Oh, never.